It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Every time I visit Paris, I think about the way Hemingway referred to the City of Light as a movable feast. But I have to admit that I like the Russian translation of the title even more, a holiday that is always with you. When a few weeks ago I returned from a trip to Paris, a surprise package was waiting at my door with a book, Why LA? Pourquoi Paris? An artistic pairing of two iconic cities, by Diane Radican. And if that was not enough of a coincidence, the next day I went to Paramount Studios to attend the third annual Paris Photo LA, the prestigious international photo fair with its home base at the Grand Palais in Paris. So let me share with you my recent adventures in and around the City of Light. My hosts arranged my first ever trip to Chateau de Fontainebleau, an imperial residence which Napoleon considered to be the real home of kings and house of centuries. I was especially intrigued to see there the relatively modest by size private apartment of Napoleon himself. With its sprawling parks and gardens, the chateau was the splendid home to French royalty from the 12th century until the abdication of Napoleon III in 1870. The same day, we drove to resplendent Chateau de Vaux-le-Vicomte, which is only 1 hour away from Paris. In 1641, it was purchased by Nicolas Fouquet, who several years later became the Minister of Finance for Louis XIV. Fouquet had grandiose plans for his estate. At one time, it was said that Fouquet employed 18,000 workers to maintain his garden and rebuild his castle. In a tragic turn of events, after lavish festivities to celebrate the opening of his estate, Fouquet, the richest man in France after the king, was arrested under a false accusation of misappropriation of public funds. Voltaire famously said, "On 17th of August 1661, at 6 in the evening, Fouquet was the king of France. At 2 in the morning, he was nobody." Back in Paris, I spent a good amount of time getting familiar with the two new major cultural projects, Jean Nouvel's Philharmonie de Paris and Frank Gehry's Foundation Louis Vuitton. Even 4 months after its official opening, the Philharmonie building is still 20% incomplete. The building is impressive, but not particularly likable. But what's important is that it has become a big success with the public from day one, mostly due to its splendid acoustic and reasonably priced tickets. On the ground floor, there is an exhibition space currently devoted to David Bowie. The next exhibition will feature the art of Marc Chagall. My visit to Foundation Louis Vuitton, the translucent glass fantasy by Frank Gehry in Boulogne Forest, made me forget the splendor of Fontainebleau and Chateau de Vaux. At the age of 86, Gehry has delivered his most adventurous, most ambitious architectural project. There is a seamless interaction between the outdoor and indoor spaces, which makes one think about the influence of Los Angeles' modernist architecture. One climbs up several levels of the building, discovering numerous terraces and patios. And with every twist and turn, yet another view of Boulogne Forest with Paris in the distance is revealed. And for the first time in his practice, Gehry chose to reveal the architectural and engineering structure of his building, the structure that made me think about the gorgeous skeleton of a gigantic dinosaur. Even compared to his celebrated Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao and his Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, Foundation Louis Vuitton shines as Gehry's absolute best. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.